Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
I don't want to do this, but we all have to talk about what we wear when we go to bed. Ready, set, go. I already know Steve is naked. I'm hoping you've graduated from that.
No.
You're still naked?
Yeah.
I've graduated from being naked.
Good for you. Well, I mean, I just feel like...
No, do you want to know why?
Because you're scared.
Yeah.
That's kind of why I thought Steve should graduate from it.
Because she's scared.
If she's in her own house and it's big, like you're used to a smaller space, right?
Right.
Now you got this big house. There's a noise and it's like, that's clear over on the other side of the house. You're going to go investigate naked?
Right. Pair of shorts just laying there I'll slip into, but
I have my robe nearby too, but then I just feel very vulnerable.
Like, yeah,
there should be some layers between an intruder and me in case
you don't want to dress up and layer up to sleep though.
It's miserable, but I'm scared.
Oh,
because
okay.
Here's the deal where now I get it. I think Amber should stop sleeping naked and you should keep sleeping naked. Because if there's an intruder in the house, she needs to be clothed. You're probably going to... That's all you need. You don't even need a bunch.
So I'll just jump out and they'll take it.
You just come blooding out like, D-5-4, and you're like, ah! Yeah, they'll bounce.
Okay.
Like, any guy naked, an intruder is going to be like, never mind, wrong house, man. Right? Don't you think? I don't sleep... I stop sleeping naked because of the kids, but...
But they're old, they get old enough where you can go back to, or you don't want to go back?
Once they're out of the house, then things are too loosey-goosey.
You're too old.
Wait.
Is it an age game?
So sleeping nude means you're at a stage of contentment with your life. You're not afraid of judgment, and you value your own opinion than anyone else's.
Nailed it.
That, I think that does kind of describe you.
Yeah. Anyway, back to my opinion on this, though.
So what did you switch to, Amber? Just a robe? I'm trying to figure out. Because we have what your sleepwear says about you.
Just like a t-shirt and shorts.
Let's see, t-shirt, shorts. Big t-shirt?
Not too big, because then you're like drowning in it, you know? It's like it gets all tangled up in you.
I don't know which one of these is, because you're not wearing anything sexy, right? You're not like wearing a negligee.
Nah.
Does anybody in here wear that hack?
No, not usually.
You wear satin? I went through a phase.
Boxers.
Didn't you go through that in high school?
No.
Do you have the satin sheets, too?
I had both.
Oh, ooh. You're just sliding around.
Oh, God,
everywhere.
It was awful. On a waterbed. You're just like...
Oh, my God.
You literally are.
Oh, you're just moving.
So you jump in and slide right across it.
I mean, I had all these different red... I don't know what I was thinking.
But for relations, though, is it better for relations or not? Is it just weird?
No, walking was like relations. Because you've got silk rubbing on your...
Yeah.
Yeah.
The corduroy.
Yeah. By the way, that means you're both aspirational and a traditionalist. If you're wearing the silk. I don't know what Amber is. I'm going to go with your closest to big t-shirt and pants.
Okay.
Pants?
Pants are miserable.
I wear pants to bed sometimes.
Pants?
My wife tends to run hot. So she keeps the room cold. And then there's just not enough. And then the blanket situation, she's a flipper. So, like, there's just not enough.
Oh.
I figured out she completely loathes the weighted blanket. So, if I, I'll just drag that into bed and she'll just, and then she's over there.
Oh.
And it's just like
you guys, great plan.
You're actually.
The dog sleeps with us now, so it doesn't matter. Trust me.
You two are textbook not sleeping. You guys should probably split up.
Like, yeah. Get a divorce?
No.
Sleeping. Jesus, Steve. No, what the hell?
If you're an attorney, give us a call. 303.
Well, oh, you mean separate beds?
Yeah, sleeping wise.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You guys are so not compatible in that one.
Well, I mean, no. I mean, she's... I think she needs me in the room. I think she wants to know that I'm there, but she's not.
Are you sure?
Well,
she has Moxie now.
Yeah, she has a dog.
No, but I mean, I'm still the thing she hits when the noise happens.
Oh, right. Yeah, very important.
Anyway, back to you, Amber. A t-shirt can mean you're a free-spirited individual who doesn't lack confidence. You're comfortable in your own skin, and you want to live life on your own terms.
But to see sleeping naked is just about the same, so you might as well just go back to not dressing up. Oh, yeah, but that's right.
Well, like, if you and your boyfriend ever decide to move in together, will you go back to naked? Because then you don't be scared anymore.
Yes.
You don't be scared no more. Jesus. Okay, so then
when he's there, I don't be scared no more.
Okay, I got it.
I'm just picturing Amber in this winter coat.
Because she's got to be, and she's got, like, you know, throwing stars and flashlights.
I have a flashlight, a taser, and a pole, so don't go in my house.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.